number 11,046, Matt Shamanick, southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, west of Locust Lane, being Lot 9, blocking within Sandy Brae Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Matthew Shamanick, 20212 Robinsonville Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you doing today? I'm here to request a 6-inch variance from the right side property line of an existing building that I'm actually in the process of purchasing. Not the current owner, but the home has been existing since approximately 1975 in its current location, that side of the building being the original structure. Just with a recent survey was this discovered. I believe Susan has the, or you should all have the site plan, which has been written into the office. Any questions or?
No, we'll find out, sir. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Mills?
All the properties in the development are approximately as close to the property line?
Yeah, as just driving through the development, the homes are fairly close to the property lines. The property itself is 100 feet wide, and it's a single-level rancher home, which is typical of the development. All the setbacks around the rest of the structure are all, it complies, and it's just only 6 inches of what it's currently standing over.
And have you spoke to your neighboring property owners about?
I have not.
Okay. This was found at settlement?
This was found in the deed search by the attorneys.
Gotcha. Okay. No other questions?
Okay, and I had no further questions.
Is there any way that you could bring this compliant, or is it such that 6 inches is too much for you to?
It would require the movement of the entire structure of the home.
Okay.
On a permanent foundation.
I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay.
Yep. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Judy Dean, 19058 Carey Lane, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. My name is Judy Dean. I'm a realtor. I'm the listing agent for this property.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bank-owned property. It was foreclosed on in February or March of this year. And I can tell you the bank had no knowledge because there were no existing surveys. I thought when I found out that there was an encroachment, I was positive it was going to be on the side of the 6-year-old garage addition. I was really surprised it was on the original. So.
Original house?
Right.
Oh, okay, man.
And the way it's set up, I don't think the neighbors would have any problem because it's been that way since
75?
Yeah.
74?
74, 75.
Right.
So.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that this wasn't created by the applicant. Been there quite some time, and I'm not sure that. Doesn't appear the applicant might not even been, he was a toddler then. At any rate, that in itself, I think, creates a certain uniqueness, whereas it can't be developed in strict conformity, therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant testified that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood since most of the other properties are as close to the property or near as close. And He's asking for the minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,046.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,046. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,046 is approved at this time.